Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and I help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified, fun marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. Okay, in today's episode, we'll be looking at the ugly truth about Instagram hashtags you need to know. Are you ready? Okay, so I was feeling clueless after completing the course. What I really needed was an authentic Instagram hashtags cheat sheet. If you ever invested in a social media course but realized that the tips and tricks did not work, then you're probably having the same feeling as I did. You see, a few years ago, this was my plight. I was promised the Earth, Moon, and Stars. Or is it the Sun, Moon, and Stars? However, after I signed up, I discovered that the self-proclaimed Instagram mentor really had no clue what he was doing. In fact, the content that he was advising his students to post to get results was not only difficult to create, but expensive to outsource. The crazy thing is that he didn't teach anything about developing your personal brand or catering to your ideal avatar. Truth be told, this course creator did not care about his followers, and he was only in it to generate an income and move on. In this particular episode, you will learn about the key things that you need to consider before mapping out your various groups of hashtags every single month. So, what is the key function of Instagram hashtags anyway? Well, a few years ago, when I first encountered Instagram, there was something about the profiles I visited that didn't feel right. It seemed to be focused on lavish lifestyles, luxury vacations, and daring stunts. The images of things and places that seemed unattainable was plastered across the feeds. Nobody seemed to care about the real reason why hashtags should be used at all. Thankfully, after a few unfortunate events, the Instagram algorithm has changed and now caters for real people with real struggles and real stories. Plus, people can now stop scrolling mindlessly through the Instagram feed and search for what they want or need using hashtags. As you can expect, hashtags allow you to search for products, services, experts, or should I say even real experts, communities, and even topics that are of interest to you. You can see hashtags as the keys to filing cabinets, full of content that is related to each other. So let's look at some Instagram hashtag categories. Before creating groups of hashtags that you need to use every month, there are a number of things to consider. The first thing to consider is who does your content resonate with, or who do you want your content to resonate with that you want to post daily, weekly, or monthly? Yes, it is that annoying ideal avatar subject again, but this time from a more social perspective. Depending on the content that you want to post, here are a few key categories to consider. We've got niche, community, transformation, values, topic, interest, and location. Did you know that when you choose your Instagram list of categories are what you need to take into consideration? Let's look at each one of these categories in more detail and how they can affect your reach. So number one is niche. This one is pretty obvious, but just in case you didn't know, it is a great idea to stick to niche hashtags when posting content. For example, if you're in the fashion or beauty industry, it is important to use hashtags that reflect your niche, like fashion, beauty, or even more specific or niche tongue or sub-niche hashtags. Niche-related hashtags are probably the most popular hashtags on Instagram because everyone uses them thinking that it is the right way to use them. And simply by that I mean they are broad niche hashtags, like the word fashion is very, very broad. And if you want to narrow it down even more, you can go to longer tail, I suppose, hashtags like fast fashion or sport fashion, or you know, you start getting, you know, a little broader. Instead of using just that one word, you can use three words smushed together and as a hashtag, and it all depends on the competition, of course. And number two, we've got community. This one can be a bit tricky for small business owners. While Instagram is not a place that has an area where people hang out together except pods, the idea of a community is difficult to visualize. However, birds of a feather still flock together on Instagram, and that is how you find a group of people who you like to hang out with, so to speak, virtually, on Instagram. A great example of this is the hashtag creative entrepreneur. Now, as you can imagine, entrepreneur, the hashtag entrepreneur is a very broad term, and it incorporates everyone who has a business or aspiring to have a business, whereas creative entrepreneur makes it a little bit more sub-niche and specific, which at the time of recording this podcast has over 230,000 posts associated with it. When you think of the word entrepreneur, it probably has over 10 million posts associated with it. So as you can imagine, the smaller or the less competition associated with the hashtag, it's much more advisable to use those ones. When you look at the tags related to creative entrepreneur, you will learn about what else to include as part of your content creation. Now, I do have a screenshot in the show notes. If you head on over to successandscramble.com/Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet, and that's Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. Community tags give the users and followers a sense of belonging. At number three, we've got transformation. Well, you may understand what this means straight away, but essentially, transformation hashtags are the ones people use when they want to become something. For example, the hashtag building empires is one that tells you about a person's intention. I've included a screenshot in the show notes of building empires. It only has 53,000 posts associated with it, and you'll notice they have things like business influencer, business tips for creatives, etc., associated with that particular hashtags. You head over to the show notes and you'll see it there. It is almost as if hashtags have a secret or hidden language that you need to read between the lines. Each of us as human beings have certain values, and that's in at number four, values or beliefs that we hold dear to our hearts. As a result, you can find these on Instagram as well. One of my favorites is sisterhood over competition. And that's so cool, which speaks a lot of volumes. I remember the first time I saw this particular hashtag, sisterhood over competition, it absolutely melted my heart. If you want to see more about the screenshot I took, you need to head over to successandscramble.com/Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. And that's Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. Okay, so you can head over to the show notes and see the screenshot of one I took for sisterhood over competition. At the time of recording this particular podcast, it has only 69,000 posts associated with it, but I'm sure that will go up over time. There is a lot of emotion in these kinds of hashtags that speak volumes. Topic is in at number five. As the name suggests, topic hashtags are those that are part of a niche but more specific. So for example, a great example of this is the hashtag Digital Marketing 101, which specifically speaks to people at the beginning stages of their digital marketing experience. The niche hashtag Digital Marketing was used over 11 million times on Instagram. However, Digital Marketing 101 has only been used over 23,000 times, and that is at the time of recording this particular episode. You can head over to the show notes and you'll see the screenshot of what I have there. You can also see all the related hashtags in the screenshot that I have included. At number six, we've got interest. This one is a little bit tricky because interest can be a bit of niche, but not quite. You see, top level niche. You see, it all depends on the context where the hashtag is being used. In many cases, it is a cross niche hashtag. For example, the hashtag ice cream nails is one that is in the beauty niche, but it specifically focuses on people who like nail art with ice cream elements included. I've included a screenshot in the show that shows you all around the hashtag ice cream nails. And this one only has 14,000 posts associated with it at the time of recording this podcast. I don't think I will ever go for that particular look of ice cream nails, but yeah, I'd say, will you do it? Okay, at number seven, we've got location. Another obvious one, which generally is generally used by many local business owners. So sometimes people get intimidated by Instagram, but because they think there's no way you can actually be a local business on Instagram. But in fact, when you use location-specific hashtags, people will actually be able to find you, because remember, Instagram has its own search engine, and you can look for specific experts or services within your local area. And an example of this particular one is a hashtag Houston Business Coach, which has only been used 1,000 times on Instagram. So it's very, very, very specific, simply because it's related to a specific location, whereas Business Coach, I'm sure, has a lot more, maybe 1 million posts associated with it. You can also see all the hashtags that Instagram considers related to this particular one. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. And that's Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. Now that you have a fair understanding of a few different hashtags that you can use, it's time to look at a few other factors. Here's a list to consider carefully: the image, the value, the caption, the storytelling, and competition. Let's spend some time looking at each one of these in turn and what is important in choosing your final set of hashtags. So we've got image up at number one. So years ago, when Instagram came on the scene, the most important element of your posts had to be the image. However, people are changing the way they use Instagram, so they have a keener interest in authenticity. Yes, images are still a requirement, but depending on the topic, Instagram users are looking for more. This is specifically true for niches that are not necessarily visual, like marketing. Small businesses in the non-visual niches have to be more focused on delivering value to their audience. Now that's value at number two. While you may have a beautiful image of your product, it is a good idea to show how this particular product or service can improve someone's life. A great example I saw recently is one from a photographer, and she was giving clients an example of the kind of photo shoot she can do for them. Her name is Megan Clare. I've left a screenshot in the show notes of her particular, image that she used in her feed. And the company she runs is called Megan Clare Photography. And you can head over to the show notes and have a look at it there. So in the particular screenshot, you will see the photographer captures she captures an image of herself painting, which I find was so very interesting. So there's no face in the actual image, but just like a top-down view of her painting. You need to head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet to see what I'm talking about. Caption is at number three. The next important section of a post is the caption, where many people draw a blank because they're not sure what to say or what to write. Captions tend to tell you more about what is happening in the image, especially images that don't have a text or don't have something specific to focus on, especially images or photos of just people not doing anything in particular. So a great way to increase engagement is by writing great captions, one that makes the reader relate to you and the image. So if you head over to the show notes, you will see I have an image screenshot of Lotte Loeb, who's a sales consultant, and you'll see her caption and you'll see her image, and you'll understand what I mean. If you look at the image on itself, it doesn't really tell a story. You're left guessing because you don't know what she's looking at and what's happening until you actually read the caption. So it got a lot of engagement. Although there isn't a lot written on her caption, it just says, "It's almost weekend, but don't slow down yet. Any deal you can get to the next stage before the weekend starts. But first coffee." And you probably get much more from it just by reading the caption. If you are in sales, you'll be able to relate to what she's saying in this particular caption. You can head over to the show notes to have a look at what I'm talking about. At number four, we've got storytelling. Another way to write captions that get engagement is by telling a story that drives emotion and gets your audience to respond. When I first heard about storytelling, I think it was about 6 or 7 months ago. When I heard about it, I thought, this is too difficult for me to even become vulnerable and write stories about my past, etc. However, a number of weeks ago, I started doing it and now I am just unstoppable. I just can't stop doing it. You can head over to the show notes. I've left a screenshot of one of my own Instagram posts with the showing the picture, the image, as well as the caption, and you'll get to read a little bit more about the story. As you would see from the screenshot, I'm telling a story about something I experienced recently. So head on over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/Instagram #cheat sheet to find out more. At number five, we've got competition. So this is probably the one that everybody and their mom, their aunt, their grandfather, and everyone focuses on. Probably the one variable that gets a lot of attention when choosing hashtags. There are countless Instagram experts that have their own beliefs of which hashtags you should be using and when. As you know, the algorithm changes frequently, so it can be difficult to stay on top of what's working this month compared to last month or even last year. Should you use hashtags by low, medium, or high competition? Well, it really depends on a few factors. It depends on how many followers on your account, your absolute objectives, your niche, your specific topic, and your client avatar. So you have to get really clear about who the person you're trying to connect with on Instagram. I know that is not the answer that you were expecting, but I have to tell you that I have tested what the experts advise, and it does not necessarily work in every case. You probably heard that it's said that you should be using hashtags using the following breakdown. So you've got low competition between 20 and 100K, you've got medium competition between 100K and 500K, and high competition 500K and above. And people probably tell you, oh, use a certain amount of low, medium, and high competition hashtags in your Instagram posts, and even don't put it in the post, in the captions, put it in the first comment. Lots and lots of advice. The truth is, if you have less than 5,000 followers on your account, this advice is not going to work for you unless you have images that are absolute scroll stoppers or even videos. You're better off starting with low competition hashtags to see what the engagement is like before going for more competitive ones. And if you don't get any engagement on the 20 to 100K low competition hashtags, you can even go lower between 0 and 20K and keep trying, because there isn't a one size fits all when it comes to hashtags. You literally have to keep trying and trying until you know you succeed. I have screenshots in the show notes showing you the results I got over the last number of weeks, which is amazing. And I did it with a mix of different kind of hashtags depending on the post, etc. And my particular account is not like a 10,000 or even 5,000 or even 1,000 followers. I've got less than that, but I've been getting quite interesting engagement. So not only just likes, but likes, comments, shares, and even bookmarks on my Instagram posts. In fact, the reason why there are Instagram and social media strategists is because it is their job to sit down with small business owners in order to develop a hashtag strategy. Because if it was so easy, then nobody will need to develop a hashtag strategy with you. It is much better to everyone who's looking for a hashtag strategy, instead of, you know, hashtag generators and all of that, you're better off sitting down with someone who knows what they're doing. And this is one of the things that I'll be offering in my upcoming group program. You need to head over to successunscrambled.com/Instagram#cheat sheet. That's Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. And you'll see a link to my upcoming group program. Each person who participates in my program will have the opportunity to spend 4 hours with me planning out their content for 90 days. Right. So if you already have 10,000 followers and above with great engagement, I have to stress, with great engagement, the topic of getting your hashtags right may not affect you at the moment because you have a certain amount of followers and you can get the engagement. Unless you did it, obviously, in a follow-for-follow campaign, and your followers are not engaging with your content, then you need to come up with a new strategy or even scrap your account and instead get the engagement that you need with the followers that are actually interested in your content. Did you know that a follow for follow campaign can negatively impact your Instagram account? Your engagement will be very low, which is not a good thing for a healthy account. You will be better off staying away from doing something like that if you want to grow an authentic audience. Before you publish your next Instagram post, remember to take a look at this Instagram hashtag cheat sheet to get a sense of which hashtags to use. Hashtags will only make you go viral if your content is great. And I can't stress that enough. People think it's all about the hashtags, but actually, if the content is not really resonating with, if the content is not relating to your, if the audience is not relating to your content, then no amount of hashtags is going to solve the problem of engagement. You need to have content that is, you know, valuable, that is relatable, that people can, that people would like to follow you for, in order for your hashtag strategy to work. If you need help with your Instagram strategy, remember you can join the group program. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. Head over to successonscramble.com/Instagram hashtags cheat sheet. And that's Instagram-hashtags-cheat-sheet. So over to you. What has been your experience with Instagram hashtags? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. Has the engagement on your social media accounts taken a nosedive? Why not learn all about doing a social media audit? I've left a link in the show notes to this particular resource. Are you feeling overwhelmed about when it comes to planning your content calendar? You can grab this resource. I've left a link in the show notes that helps you outline a social media content plan. Or do you need help navigating social media tools or social media scheduling tools? Then check out this social media scheduling tool resource. I've left a link in the show notes. I have a deep passion to help female entrepreneurs to get more visibility for their business. This is why I developed this social media group program. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. Head on over to successonscramble.com/Instagram hashtags cheat sheet. And that's Instagram-hashtags-cheat sheet or cheat-sheet. It offers simplified marketing tools and tips, as well as planning and implementation of your social media strategy to finally get the results that you need. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.